Are you going from doctor to doctor, spending lots of money, and still not getting results? Would you like to know if you are in the healthy spend zone? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. Call me any Thursday on Station 1 from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a free dowsing reading. Find out if you are really healthy at cell level and how you can reverse and improve multiple health conditions before these conditions are found with medical checkups. I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you. Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist, and I've been on the air since the fall of last year. I'm on every Thursday evening, Pacific Standard Time at 5 p.m. and 8 o'clock where I am in Eastern Standard Time in Atlanta, Georgia. So I'm happy to be with you again, and I hope you'll find this an interesting and an informative, particularly informative health information that is not typical and that you're not getting out there from what we call allopathic medicine or traditional medicine that we're all familiar with, or even in the alternative field with the holistic healing, which I used to do strictly for many, many years, and it's been over 30 years that I've been in this practice and working in the nutrition field. So I want to mention a phone number. This is a live show, and if you are interested and would like a free dowsing, meaning an energy pickup of, are you in the healthy spin zone, or are you in the neutral spin zone, or are you in the unhealthy spin zone? And we'll spend a few minutes when you call in at 1-877-876-5227, that's 1-877-876-5227. You call in, it'll beep in to me. I'll stop where I am, and I'll pick it back up after we talk, and I'll let you know your general health, and we'll take a look at two or three or four organs. And then, if you are additionally interested and would like more information about my practice, you would call me during the week between 9 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. One more toll-free number. This is for my practice. 1-800-653-1056. 1-800-653-1056. So, this evening, I would like to focus on primarily the major part of my program, the major component, and that is the 500 food eating plan. The 500 food eating plan. Well, Dr. Needle, what does that mean? There must be hundreds and hundreds of diet books and hundreds of ways to eat out there, and what's considered healthy. Well, I have to tell you, everybody, that for the first few years that I was in my practice, I did like every other holistic nutritionist out there. And what did I do? I guessed. Well, let's stop. There's somebody who has just called. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Dr. Needle. This is Ken from Ohio.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good, good.
Okay, Ken, you would like me to do a dowsing for you?
Please.
Okay. What I do is that I look at three or four specific organs, and I'll let you know where you are with that, and before I start, Ken, I always make sure that I can help the person who's calling. And thank goodness I can help you if you decided, you know, to end up working with me. So any of the information that I give you tonight, be sure and understand that it is not to frighten you or to alarm you. It is all good,
sure.
Everybody. It's all positive, because anything that I pick up with Ken can either be reversed, or if it's something like osteoporosis, it can be stopped. So it's all positive and good. And why is that? It's because I am using vibrational medicine. I'm picking energy medicine. We're all just energy. We know that, the people that listen to this show and this particular BBS radio, which is a metaphysical station, and it's wonderful because this fits right into it, and it's the right arena for me. But what I'm saying is that at cell level, in early stages, we can stop before the medical community can come up with a diagnosis. It'll be zero because it's very, very early, and that's when we can really take action and do healing. So I'm going to start with Ken's health. How old are you, Ken?
I'm 42.
Okay. I'm 71. We'll see. Since we're giving out the ages here tonight, and yeah, I have a son, 45. Let's spin here, and your health of your heart is doing fairly well. You're certainly not diseased. There's no severe problems with it or nutritional deficiencies. There are some things that can be used to bring it into the healthy spin zone. It's in the neutral spin zone that I'm talking about for your heart. Is simply meaning that it is not negative, okay, and it's doing average for the masses. And what I mean by that is that my goal with myself, my wife, who is a year younger than me, and by the way, we take no medicines or over-the-counter prescriptions because we don't need them. We don't need any of that stuff, and our blood profiles are near perfect. And there were years ago they weren't. So there's help for all of us. Okay, so it's letting us know that we get into what I call the healthy spin zone, which is not your average mass health that's out there. We take people sometimes where they'll reduce or get off of their medicines if they're on them, and truly, truly do natural for their genetics. So I'm working with Ken's vibrationally. I'm working with his genetics tonight. And let's see if there's some blocked arteries. That's fairly typical. And there is some, Ken. There is some blockage in the arteries. Hold on a second. I'll just give you a quick percentage. Okay. So you're in your early 40s. And there is roughly, I don't get into how many arteries, but a percentage is roughly about 10%. And that means that they are foods that you are eating unbeknownst to you that are, and that's what I'm going to talk about tonight, that are causing irritation, inflammation, and it's going to a predisposition in your body, which is a weakness for your particular blueprint, your particular genetics. And this is why it's showing up in your early 40s. So let's move to the, let's look at sugar, glucose levels, insulin. And you're not pre-diabetic or diabetic. So the sugar levels, again, they're in the normal, neutral range. They can be considerably improved, but you are not close to or susceptible or having high insulin rates or having a enlarged pancreas, which is the excessive amount of insulin that has to be put out to neutralize the sugar. So whatever you're doing in that area is can be improved, but it's not a serious situation. Number three, I want to look, and I will explain about cancer and cancer cells. Let me preface it by telling you that if you go to a medical doctor, and he's been around long enough, he or she will tell you, this MD, that it is normal to have cancer cells and cancer tumors in the body. And you are in that same category, Ken. Not to be alarmed, it doesn't mean you're going to have cancer, but if there is a predisposition in your family, it would mean that your risk will be higher, you know, as you age. But the exciting part about it is that in my supplement regimen, there is a specific energy water that will bring up the cell oxygenation, because you are neither hydrated or are the cells in your system oxygenated at least 60 to 65%. So where does this information come from about cell oxygenation? What it is that Dr. Otto Warburg, this is a German scientist, back in the early 30s, won a Nobel Prize. And he won this prize because he stated and had shown that if the cells in our body are at least 60 to 65% oxygenated, we don't have cancer. It can't live. The cells, these cells I'm picking up, and tumor, beginnings of tumor, very, very beginning stages, will knock themselves out. This is why the masses of Americans have it, and yet my clients don't have that. My wife and I don't have that. We used to, and that is knocking out and bringing in that high cell oxygenation. The question I get a lot is, well, Dr. Needle, I do aerobics. I'm a marathon runner. So what? You are oxygenating your body, okay, and you're raising your endorphins, but you are not at cell level oxygenating. And the finest water in the health food stores around the country, you can buy 20 or 30 different brands, or smart water and stupid water, all kind of stuff that's out there. It's not going to hydrate or oxygenate you. So overall, Ken, you're in the neutral range. If you were interested in really raising the vibrational frequency of your body and finally quit guessing about what you should eat, and where that's, again, going to be the focus this evening, what supplements that you are guessing that you think are good, and the specific water, if you're drinking a specific kind of water. I had a woman recently who is drinking alkaline water. She spent a fortune on it to have this machine put into her condominium. And this was put in last year. I talked to her recently. And this alkaline water for her body was highly, highly toxic. Can you imagine? Highly toxic. And she spent a fortune on putting the wrong water into her condo and into her body. So this is the kind of work I do. And Ken, if you wanted to call me Monday through Friday between 9 and 4 p.m. at Eastern Standard Time, 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056.
Okay.
I will give you a free additional dousing. We can't spend, you know, the whole hour on one individual on my weekly show, but I'm glad to take the time and give you more information, how our program works, and how you will no more be guessing about what is the right protein for you, about are my arteries going to require a stent, and what do I do about it, or am I going to go to a medical doctor about it? You'll eliminate all of that if you decide to work with me. So any other questions that you might have right now?
Can you check just my left foot? I don't mean to take too much time, but I just have some strange feeling around
left,
my left
the
foot.
Left foot? Did you say left foot?
Yeah, and I'm not sure if there's just a little numbness and tingling, but I'm not sure what that is.
Okay. There's circulation problems going on. It's not gout. It has to do with circulation.
Okay.
And we would be able to clear that up, and I would get more specific, and I would be looking at the body and the different organs and the relationship to that left foot. But
okay.
Right off, we don't show, you know, gout, which could typically, when you first hear that, but there is circulation problems going on and the blockage, you know, minimal blockage in the arteries are some consideration. But I can help you, Ken, and after 30 years and in my early 70s now, I've seen so much, and I've seen people spend a fortune. You know, we're talking about cutting back now in the economy. My goodness, I mean, I take people off of hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars worth of supplements that they're taking thinking it's helping them, and it's toxifying their body. It's making them sicker. And it's very, very satisfying to whittle down and say, okay, Mary, this is what is right for you. This is the right protein for you, okay? These foods are irritating you at the cell level and causing problems. And, Ken, the primary cause of sickness and disease is what I'm going to speak about tonight.
Okay.
And that's going to be about eating the right lectins, and I will explain. That is, it's not every cause of sickness and disease, but I find over and over, week in, week out, month in, year out, when this gets straightened out, then the people are healthier than they've ever been, and yours will be returned back if you decide to call me, and I'll go further with you, and certainly there's no charge for that.
Doctor, you know, I'm definitely going to be giving you a call, and I will go off the line now to listen to the rest of your show.
Excellent. It's been a pleasure. God bless.
God bless you.
Okay, so let's move on, and anybody else that wants to call in, feel free. You're interrupting me, but this is what it's all about. That's to be able to talk to people live and to share information for their individual situation. So don't be shy, and even folks, if you're not calling in tonight, let me give that number again for the station, 1-877-876-5227 between now and the next 35 minutes, 40 minutes or so, and to call Monday through Friday 9 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 1-800-653-1056. All right, let's talk about eating plans. You know, the primary problem with the eating plans, and ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand, I've been through this like everybody else is going through it now. And until the dousing came along, I was not able to get specific with the individual genetics, the individual blueprint of that body. And so having that, I understand that there is no one diet that fits every genetic person. There is no one size fits all. That's very, very important to understand. Weight Watchers, you can lose weight. You may be losing weight, but are you healthy inside? Because you ate low fat, that makes you healthy? Ladies and gentlemen, there's people out there that need more fat, and they're fat deficient. I'm talking about the good fats. And they are deficient. And now they are talking about the myelin sheath in the brain with the cholesterol that the doctors are pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding to lower your cholesterol and bring it lower and lower. And guess what happens? The liver is making cholesterol in your body, okay? And these statin drugs, these cholesterol drugs are shutting it down. And people are having memory problems, and more Alzheimer's is showing up. Essential fatty acids are part of it, too. It's not just the cholesterol, but that is a part of it. So there's got to be a better way, and that is to try another diet. Let's look at another one, raw foods. My goodness, I have people who've come to me that philosophically believe that they're going to get more nutrients from raw food than cooked food. Well, in many cases, that is true. The problem is that they're eating primarily vegetarian, and they may need, this is not an evil word, folks, they may need some red meat in their diet. Wow, that's like heresy, isn't it? We're told that one size fits all and that everybody should be eating a low-fat diet. That is what's making so many people sick and so many people on medicines and drugs, pharmaceutical drugs. That may be true for one person and their genetics, but not for another. Let's look at macrobiotics. Macrobiotics is the Asian diet. I have done most of these diets in the last 30, 31 years, off and on, and I didn't know why they weren't working. I had no idea. But I knew when I felt good, and I knew when I didn't feel good, and most of them I didn't. Let's look at the Mediterranean diet. Now, that's the buzzword. That's the healthiest diet on earth. Take in a lot of olive oil. Really, when I do my 500-word eating plan, 500 of these foods, I find that olive oil can be a negative in some people's bodies based on their genetics, based on their blueprint. One size does not fit all. You're going to hear me say this a lot this evening. And the reason is that it is important to understand that one person's food can be another person's poison. Can I give you another example? Green tea. If there are makers of green tea that are listening to me tonight or somebody in the family, everybody should be drinking this green tea, all of the polyphenols, the antioxidants, the healing, cancer studies, etc. That's not for everyone. In fact, the majority of people who come to me, and they come from all over the United States and some people in Canada, and they don't literally come to me. We deal by phone. I don't have to have you in my office in Atlanta. That's a fabulous plus. But anyway, most of these people, it is toxic and negative, and they may not be feeling good. They have no idea what they're taking, whether it's good or bad. They read that it's good. The person at the health food store told them it's good. The network marketing person jumped up and down and told them how great this particular product was, and the internet went on and on about it. But it may be good for someone else, but it's not for you. So I've just run through some of these diets, and what I want to do is to tell you, well, Dr. Needle, what are you doing that's different? It's very different. It's very different. I have been using a philosophy that has been around for over 100 years called lectinology, L-E-C-T-I-N-O-L-O-G-Y. And it works, everybody. It works with my program and my specific healing dowsing. And I have to stop a minute and tell you that I am not here to tell you how great I am. I'm here to tell you how great my program is. I get information and it comes into me. You want to call it psychic? We want to call it whatever you want to call it. I have dowsers all over the United States who come to me because they're not very proficient. And when you're talking, some cases, because when dealing with cancer patients, you're dealing with life and death. So it better be right. And that's why, having done this for so many years, that the accuracy and people going back to their doctors and finding out and confirming things that I may have picked up, or not confirming it because it was very, very early, or things that are improving in their blood profiles over and over and over again. So it is something, someday, I think, maybe not in my lifetime, there'll be some kind of machines that will be perfected, computer machines that will be able to pick up energy medicine and be able to give this kind of information. I don't know. But I am very blessed. Again, I am in the metaphysical world, and I'm in the field of coming from the physical world, and the combination of the two has been very, very successful for me because of my background. And I'm very excited to bring this by radio internationally because people have not heard about this. There may be somebody out there, and I'd like to know if you have. You may have heard of lectinology. If you go on the internet, you're going to find almost nothing about it. But there are lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S, or these are protein substances that are in our food. So let me give you an example. If you're eating broccoli, somebody, and it breaks down, it goes down into the gut, it breaks out and goes into the bloodstream and onto the cells and feeds the cells, and it's a very compatible food. There's no irritation. There's no inflammation. Then that person may be eating mushrooms. And for that particular, and I find lots of people, believe it or not, that are having negative reactions. These are not allergies. It's lectin incompatibility. That's really what it is. But doctors are not into any of this, so they've got their own terms for what allergies are. But let's say that goes in to the system, and it starts to break down, and there is an incompatibility there, and you get an irritation, and then inflammation. And where is it going to happen? Where is it going to be? It's going to be in the weakness, in the predisposition in that particular person's body. That's where it's going to be. And if a person kept eating mushrooms or shiitake mushrooms, and they're into macrobiotics or some other Asian diet of some sort, and it can cause severe problems, and you would never know it. You would never know it. You'd go to the regular medical doctor, or you go to your naturopathic physician or your nutritional chiropractor, and you still are not going to know what's going on there. So that's what's the beauty, okay, of being able to pick out the vibrations immediately and picking up whether that food is compatible or incompatible. and it brings on every kind of sickness you can imagine. I talked tonight about dousing the arteries and the heart, the blood profiles of people, all of these things, the different parts of the body, diabetes, okay, poor circulation, prostate cancer, all of these things have an origin. And that origin is where the problems begin, and the primary cause, let me express that again, the primary cause is incompatible foods for your particular genetics. And I just thought of another package food plan that you can go to lose weight. Very, very successful. People lose weight. I have found people who are developing more and more cancer in their bodies, and they've bought some package food that was shipped to them to eat, but they lost weight. Well, great. Wonderful. You look terrific. But what's going on inside? And in fairness, they don't know. They don't know because they, as long as they lost weight, that's all that matters. Well, I'm interested in the health of people. I'm certainly interested in them losing weight, but I want them to be healthy. There's some people with extra pounds that are very, very healthy and in the positive zone that come to me. And so let's move into what do I do with these 500 foods. I do a eating plan, and I do it in my office. I just talk a few minutes, just like with Ken from Ohio a few minutes ago, and I get vibrations, and I'm able to pick up, and I'll talk to him some more. He said he's going to call me. And I'm able to take those foods, and let's start with the first category. The first category is the meat category. Well, we go through bacon, and by the way, folks, this is going to be upsetting, I'm sure, to some of you, maybe a lot of you, and I no longer eat any pork of any kind. And the reason is I have never, ever found lectins that are compatible in pork for the human body. I don't care what your genetics are. And so I don't recommend pork for anybody. And I know the popularity of ribs. And occasionally, yours truly will have them. You know, I have a cheating factor up to 20% on my eating plan. So people don't have to be so strict that they're not going to do it. And, excuse me, that can be a problem with some of the restrictions, so to speak, that are there. You can cut back. You don't have to get off of something right away, even if it's irritating to you. So let's move on to chicken and turkey. Well, what are we told, everybody? What are we told? Eat fish and chicken and low fat. I'm here to tell you, I don't know the percentages, but I can tell you there are many, many of my clients that got sick eating that way. Fish and chicken or chicken and turkey, and low, low fat. And they are very sick. How do I know? That is being able to discriminate what is needed for that particular individual. And finally, eliminating the guesswork and getting into what they really, really need. So, let's go on to eggs. My goodness, have we not all been told? First of all, we're told eggs are not good for you. Now it's slipped in. Eat egg whites. Watch out for the cholesterol in the yolk of the egg. How absolutely absurd, absolutely ridiculous to put that kind of information out there. I will tell you that when you go by the lectins, which I go with, it will tell me whether a person needs eggs or they don't. It never says egg white and never the yolk. It's either they can handle the egg or they can't, and they are losing brain food and lecithin when they can eat these eggs, and they're running around at the store looking for the egg whites. Let's talk about fish. There's a lot of information out there about mercury in fish. I'm well aware of that. And those people that can eat fish and they can handle the fish, if they're eating it 7 days a week, I wouldn't recommend that, particularly the bigger fish, which hold more mercury in them. And so there's a way to mix your proteins and still get the benefits of fish. What about dairy products? We've all been told that it's okay. Yogurt is wonderful. Oh, really? Yogurt is not wonderful for everyone. Well, low-fat yogurt would be right. Low-fat yogurt is not right for everyone. In fact, no yogurt is right for those people whose genetics are not for dairy. And so you go on with cottage cheese and all the different cheeses out there, the brie and butter, and we could go on and on. In most cases, there is a conflict with the dairy products when they go into certain people's body. They may have mucus. If their children are on dairy products and they're getting earaches and colic, many times it's because of the dairy that's in their body. Another category, nuts and seeds. Well, we're told nuts are good for you, just don't eat a lot of them because they're fattening. Well, there's some of my clients that should stay completely off of nuts, no matter, and some of the seeds that are out there. So remember, one person's food is another person's poison. Be careful. And if you decide to come with me, you can call my 1-800-653-1056. You're not necessarily committing to my program, but I will go into more detail than I can on the air, and I will give you more specifics about yourself, your health, and certainly about what's right for you to eat. Beans are supposed to be very good for people. Some people get gas. Well, there's the tip-off, because those gassy beans are for people whose digestive tract, at least at this time, cannot handle them, but one day they will be able to handle it in many cases. And what about soy? Well, soy is a whole story by itself. I can remember there was a medical doctor, I think he's still preaching, the evils of soy out in Washington State. And he's been preaching the evils of genistein and soy for years and years. Well, I'm here to tell you that in my practice, I find that there are some people who can handle soy. And in fact, it may be their primary protein. And they are thinking that dairy products are their primary protein. Okay, let's move on and look at the different oils. I talked about it a little bit earlier. Okay, the Mediterranean diet says that we should all be taking olive oil. Not really, depends on the individual. Coconut oil. There was a big push last couple of years about the wonders of coconut oil. For some people, yes. For others, no. It's a hard concept, ladies and gentlemen. It's a hard concept to understand and accept in the beginning. But if you decide that you want to work with me, we work through that, and you start feeling better very quickly, you know in your heart and soul that this information is right for you, and you don't have to guess anymore. What protein should I have? Well, this label on this can looks good. I think I'll get that, and I have a cousin that's used it. Well, that's what we've all been doing because we haven't had the exposure to this particular program. And again, I can reach a lot of people on the air, on the internet, radio show, and those that are listening tonight that I could never reach by just word of mouth, and that's wonderful, and referrals are wonderful. Okay, let's look at grains. Wheat, barley, rye, oats. There are people that are walking around, and there are people that have problems with grains and don't even know it. And the connection between grains and colon cancer is very strong, and it was very strong with my own father and his genetics many, many years ago. He's passed, that's probably 40 years ago. And grains are not good for everyone, ladies and gentlemen. They're not. Well, what about, you know, the good grains from the earth, and it's mentioned in the Bible? Well, that's wonderful, but everybody's genetics are not the same, and there are people who have problems with it. And then there is a whole society that has come up talking about gluten intolerance. I'm here to tell you, if somebody can prove to me, and if there is a holistic healer out there, that gluten intolerance is the big problem with people's bodies, I'm here to give the other side of the story and tell you it's not intolerance or tolerance of gluten in these grains. It is the compatible or incompatible lectins. It is the lectins that are irritating. It is not the gluten. And there's a whole industry out there with shelves of gluten and gluten-free products. Amazing. Amazing. All right. Let's look at the vegetables. I mentioned to you that there are many people who have problems unknowingly with mushrooms. The other day, my wife bought a marinara sauce from a health food store, and I started eating it, and I have lectin incompatibilities with mushrooms. And I said, "Jackie, there are mushrooms in here." She said, "Well, it's not on the label." And we looked at the label, and in the front, it doesn't say mushrooms, but in the ingredients on the back. You know, when you buy these pasta sauces, usually they're going to say with mushrooms or, you know, with a certain spice or whatever, or with garlic. And I found that really mislabeling. But anyway, there are people that can handle particular vegetables. And what about seaweed? What about seaweed? If you're eating a lot of sushi and you have a lectin incompatibility to seaweed, it's going to irritate you. And suppose you have a problem with grains that are in there, and maybe you can eat the fish, and that's the only thing that's going to be positive about it. This is very dear to me, this next category, and that's fruit and fruit juice. And I want to spend a few minutes on that. Back in the early 90s, I was the Southeastern juice man. And different juices for different health conditions. And I traveled the Southeastern United States with my own juicer. And I did seminars, and I did many, many trade shows. And we'll get back to that story. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Anybody there? Anybody? Okay, somebody buzzed in and I guess they hung up. Anyway, they'll call back if they want to, or call me in my office. Anyway, going around and lecturing about the benefits of carrot juice and the different combinations and what they were for, and if you go through your TV and the different stations, you'll still see ads for juicers. I don't recommend juicing for anyone who comes to me in my practice. Wow, the former Southeastern juice man, what's happened? Well, what has happened is that I, unbeknownst back in, 20 years ago, didn't understand that for people that have a problem with sugar and glucose and are headed for prediabetes or type 2 diabetes or high triglycerides, I was fostering it and helping these people become diabetic. And I am telling you, it is because in my movement through the last 30 years, my experimentation, I don't have a research corporation like a pharmaceutical company in billions of dollars where I can run off and have everything tested. I don't have that special advantage. And I have been a human guinea pig in so many areas, and my wife, that we've tried different things. First we try it, and then douse it, and will it work for our clients? And if it doesn't, we forget it. We take it out. We don't give anything out that can't be compatible for people's bodies. That's not what we're about. We don't just put a product out because we think it's going to be a good seller. That's not our bag. But back to the fruit. If somebody comes to me, and many of them are not only pre-diabetic, but they're diabetic, and they come to me unknowingly, and they are headed for insulin, or pills, or a lifetime of type 2 diabetes. I'm not talking about type 1. I'm talking about type 2 diabetics. And many of them have no idea. They have low blood sugar. In the afternoon, they'll feel faint and want to pass out and don't understand what that is. And 25 years ago, I went through that unbeknownst to myself. So I don't recommend in my practice with my clients, I do not recommend juicing for anybody in terms of carrot juice, and the high glycemic or sugar level of carrots is extremely high. Some people can handle it, some people can't. And if you can eat the fruit and eat the vegetables, that's the way you should do it and not be inundated with fructose and risk sugar. You know, there's so much sugar that we don't even know about that's been added to our cereals and all this processed food. I'm not just talking about candies and cookies and ice cream. Why add to it? And if you want to get an occasional smoothie, that's fine. And if somebody doesn't have a problem, I'm telling them, limit to one piece of fruit a day. More is not better, and this is a sin, folks, from the American Cancer Society. 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Everybody's heard of that. My goodness, if you're going to still juice and not listen to me, at least juice vegetables and not juice the fruits. Or have an occasional smoothie when you're out somewhere. That's a different story. So it is a silent killer. And a lot of it is coming from people who are thinking they're doing such a good job as per the American Cancer Society, and they're not. Let's look at beverages. I find lots of people, and the Starbucks people are not going to like me for saying this, there are a lot of people, at least half the people that I deal with, that the lectins and coffee are incompatible, including yours truly. And before I knew this, I used to drink it years ago. Now I know it's not right for my body. I mentioned green tea to you, and there are a lot of people who you may not be able to handle the green tea, but you can handle black teas like Earl Grey, one of those type. Wine, red wine, white wine, okay? Unfortunately, there are people who are drinking, and they are drinking the incompatible lectins that are in wine, and they're irritating their body. And I'm not talking about one glass a day like we are told that we should drink, or maybe two glasses of wine, but are drinking particularly a lot of red wine. Why? Because we've been told it's good for the heart. Uh-oh, going to have a reverse effect on your heart, depending on your lectins. It may be good for somebody else to drink that, and it may be toxic and poisoning your system in your body. There are people that, believe it or not, have trouble with mustard and vinegar. And this is fascinating to me. One of the foods is sea salt, the other one is table salt. You know, we've all heard that we should all cut back on salt for our blood pressure. Well, when I douse a client, before I ever get into this with them, I can tell whether they have high blood pressure or not, because the table salt and the sea salt, and I'm here to tell you, it isn't a whole lot of difference between the two, no matter what the marketing about sea salt and the information that we read, that sea salt is so much better than table salt. Not necessarily, and it depends on the individual and the individual genetics, which I work with, then we figure that out. But I can always tell if it's negative for those salts, then that person has high blood pressure. But that doesn't mean that everybody should stay away and cut back on their salt. That's not necessarily true. Sweeteners. Wow, there's a lot of different sweeteners out there. I am partial, and my wife and I can both handle stevia. I think it comes from Brazil, South America, the stevia leaf. But I found out early in my practice that there's some people that have lectins that are incompatible based on their genetics. They can't handle that. I have people, and we've all heard, or at least I have, how bad Splenda can be. Not for everyone. There are people that can handle that. You'll know if you decide to call me at 1-800-653-1056 between 9 and 4, Monday through Friday, 9 and 4 Eastern Standard Time. We'll be able to get into these things, and you will know exactly what works for you. You will know what isn't working for you. You will know the right proteins. You don't go and get hemp protein because that's the latest hype. Hemp hype. They're hyping hemp. That I haven't found anybody yet. I'm not telling you it's no good for anybody, but I haven't found a client where it's positive yet that I can recommend it. So in my closing words here, again, you can call my office, 1-800-653-1056, Eastern Standard Time, 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. There'll be a free extended dousing. It won't be as extended as if you come with me and we really get into the workings in the body and really get into what's working, and we stay with that from week to week and month to month, and you're going to find out economically you are saving tons of money, no more guessing. What you put in your body now is what's going to be right for you, and your health bills are going to drop, and your co-payments, you're going to be saving tons of money. I am not explaining how cheap my program is. I'm telling you how very reasonable it is. And in today's economy, our health is still extremely important. We'll tend to drop off on it. And how can you handle it when things get better? Our health is, what good is anything or even the extra money if you are incapacitated or in a wheelchair? So I hope you've enjoyed this evening. I look forward to talking to anybody who calls me during the next week, and we'll talk to you next week. God bless. Good night.